And Shelby, you had a question for us about sodas, didn't you?
I did. I wanted to know if you remembered being a kid and going to a, say, McDonald's or Burger King or Subway restaurant.
It took way less time when you asked it the first time. No, keep going.
And then you go to the little soda machine and you're like, I'm going to get a suicide, where you just put a little bit of every single thing in the soda fountain into your cup and it tastes horrible.
I think I must have repressed this, because now that we've ginned it back up, I remember this. This was a part of my life.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
15 years ago. Now look at me.
Okay. Yeah. 15, I think, works for you. Yeah.
I mixed milk and water. I mixed milk in orange juice. I was a freak.
Ew.
I was just sitting on the kitchen floor, just pouring bottles of this and bottles of this together and seeing what turned up. And I drank all of it.
That sounds good.
See, the good thing about a suicide was that you were with friends, maybe.
Exactly,
and it'd be like, ooh, look at Sam drink this goofy drink.
Okay.
What a communal moment.
But listen, Scott, when he was playing alone on his floor in the kitchen, who
wasting
else was there?
The milk.
His mommy. And he it was
she
a
says,
bonding
Scott,
experience.
You're wasting the milk.
She wasn't supervising at all. I could do whatever I wanted with that milk and that water and that orange juice.
Uh-huh. And Scott, you were also saying that you didn't call it suicide, and then the implication was that you were too good and a good boy to say the word, to know the word
it's
suicide.
It's a bad word.
And then I was going to ask you, Scott, exactly when did you first hear about suicide as a concept?
Oh, tonight. Never before now.
Mm-hmm, because earlier I was saying, after we're done recording, I will commit suicide.
It's interesting because of the topic of tonight, and here I am just taking over making segues. The song I picked to discuss involves suicide. So I'm surprised you didn't know what that was, Scott. I thought you would have told me, maybe done some research.
That is surprising. And of course, Shelby is trying to segue us into our topic before we've been introduced, and that's fine because we want to get to the main thing we're here to talk about today. Turner and Hooch. That's right, baby. We got a Hooch cast. There's about to be a Hooch cast tonight. Lock up your doors. Hide your kids. Hide your wives. Hooch is in town and he's going to slobber on him. Hooch is back, baby, on Disney Plus.
Okay, I got a clean intro here, okay? I got a clean intro. Sam, you're probably wondering why we called you and interrupted your time at this lovely coffee shop, okay? Right? And it's because our favorite band, Bright Eyes, is going on tour, and we need a lift, dude. We need someone to drive us, and
yeah,
we have an extra ticket. And if you can prove yourself that you're cool, dude,
right,
then you can come along and you can drive us, because this is month.
I was gonna ask
the Drive Cast.
Gonna ask if we'd introduce the podcast.
No, haven't introduced the podcast, haven't introduced ourselves.
I wrote it all down, and then it just went out the window
of the car.
Should I try it again?
Yeah, sure, why not? Let's get into it.
Oh, I can't find my vape.
Uh-oh.
Oh wait, no, that's a big issue.
This is the most tragic thing.
We gotta locate the vape before Shelby kills herself.
So, Turner and Hooch, they got the new one. It's on Disney Plus.
I found it.
Did I watch the first episode? Yes, of course I watched it.
You got to.
I was there with bells on.
Yeah, I mean, you got to. I won't, but.
Oh, Sam. That's probably for the best.
Okay, great. Sam, you're on the call. Hey, look, Richard, Shelby, Sam is also on the call now.
We see him, yeah. Sam joined us. Wow.
Sam calls from Starbucks.
That's right.
Sam.
Where I spend every Wednesday evening.
Sam, you're probably wondering why we called you here today on the month.
Month,
the podcast. Well, to be frank, our favorite band, Bright Eyes, is going on tour. Finally, after the year we had. Am I right?
Oh, man. Yeah, it's better this time, for sure.
And, well, dude, we need a ride. This is Bright July's.
It's Bright July's in the middle of the summer. It's Bright July's in the middle of the year.
Yeah, so... We used to record this in person before the pandemic, and then for a long time we recorded without any sort of video, and now seeing Scott do the intro again is disturbing.
I'm sweating. I'm sweating furiously. I don't know what I'm doing. I wrote this down an hour ago, okay? This is written on a Family Guy notebook that I haven't touched since high school.
These is there pages- anything else in there?
Read us your old jokes.
I ripped it all out. No one's seeing that. No one's seeing that, my dude.
Next time.
No, I'm sure there were poems in there.
Harry Potter fanfic.
That stuff is gold. You got to bring that back. You got to dust off the gems.
Now, Sam, you might be asking yourself, what's Bright Eyes? What is Bright Eyes? And so this is going to be a segment where we tell you, Sam, about our favorite band, Bright Eyes. I will start.
This is good.
By the way, I didn't
hear about this band until you sent me these songs, which I now.
That's because you're both younger and cooler than
that's right.
Us. That's right. Yeah.
Sorry, my audio cut out, so I didn't hear any of that. Sam, we asked you on because we knew you're such a big fan of Bright Eyes and that you're an expert on the topic. So we brought the foremost Bright Eyes expert on to really just dig down deep into Bright Eyes.
Yeah.
And no, also Shelby ask nailed me it. Anything about Turner and Hooch.
Sam, Bright Eyes is 4'10". Bright Eyes wears goggles and talks like a bug.
Mm-hmm. That checks out.
I once paid $20 for a self-portrait of me as Bright Eyes, and it was not good. There is an active restraining order against me, and if I get within 6 toes of Bright Eyes, I'm going to jail for a long time, Sam.
6 toes. That's a legal distinction
for
right
a
there.
A long time. Bright Eyes is my world.
Would you at least get to listen to his music in prison?
Would
that?
I'd sing it.
Fair. I mean, I guess you really can't take music away from somebody.
I'd spit those bars all over them.
You can take a Walkman away from people, but you can't take the music out of their hearts. I've always said
that's right.
That.
That's right.
I say that every day before I go to bed.
Did you know that Bright Eyes is actually a play on the actual name of the lead singer, Brightman Isis?
I love Brightman. 4'10".
Yeah, 4'10". Brightman Isis.
Brightman Isis.
Bug goggles.
Scott, did you have any more of your funny facts?
I only had an hour.
Okay. All right.
Knowing his name is Brightman Isis and he's 4'10", that explains all of the suicidal ideation.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it would be a miracle if someone got through that double feature of traits without
everybody I know whose last name is Isis, they want to kill themselves.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also, everyone I know whose last name is and anything else.
Yeah, I exclusively know suicidal people.
Mm-hmm. I've noticed that too. You notice like felt like a decade ago when like the zombie apocalypse was really hot in the streets.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd talk to somebody and they'd be like, I'm gonna get a sword and an Uzi and I'm gonna be fine.
Yeah.
And now all my friends want to kill themselves. Like, everyone lost that zest.
Yeah.
Everyone
yeah.
wants that survival zest. What happened?
Oh, yeah. Everyone loved zombies and bacon. Oh, you so
know,
epic.
You know what it is? I was thinking the other day, I was very high, and I was like, you know,
weed?
Yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. just weed. Nothing yeah. cool. Just the regular. Yeah,
what's the coolest weed? Drug?
Weed's pretty tight. That's a good question. Moderna's pretty good. I have Moderna.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Insulin.
Muscle relaxers
they have to keep
are
in
good.
The fridge. Yeah.
Fentanyl's obviously great. I mean, started the whole thing.
Speaking of drugs, I was thinking here during these days when it's not safe really to go out very much, there are germs everywhere. We're drinking and smoking a lot more, at least I am. And I was thinking, like, is this what it's like in Russia all the time?
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Shelby's got all this Russia material. Go off, Shelby.
They turn up.
Those old, they're all cold and bearded, drinking their potato vodka in a cabin.
You don't even have to go to Russia. You just go to northern United States and the drinking problems are real.
That's real.
Shelby, mm-hmm. you told me that you also have a Yakov Smirnoff like voice that you wanted to do too.
Yeah. Look at me. I'm Yakov Smirnoff.
That's really good.
I iced ya.
Sounds just like him.
Yeah.
I'm now getting the impression that I'm the only one on this call who knows who Yakov Smirnoff is. And that's fine.
I've never heard of that.
I know. Okay. Here's what I know. Yakov Smirnoff has a certain joke construction or a certain catchphrase that everyone knows and says or does.
Yeah, I think it was
It's really familiar.
My wife.
Yeah, it's my wife.
He's
and he
a
just
killer.
Came out with
one
a
thing
new
I love about coming on the podcast is I always get introduced to such high-end good artists.
Yeah.
That I'm just not cultured enough to discover on my own.
Right.
No, I believe Yakov Smirnoff. Who did? What did he invent? He in Russia, you
yes.
eat bear. In Russia, vodka drink you.
Yeah, that yeah. guy. That mm-hmm. guy. So
he's,
I knew
so
that.
So he's
was,
the guy. That guy.
Got it. Hey Scott, what are we talking about? What's
Scott? Get us back on track. Turner and Hooch.
We're talking about Russia over here.
We're talking about bright eyes. The eye is so bright. That one time, I saw it.
Sam, what do you think about that?
I looked out, and I was like, that's Bright Eye right there.
I consumed the three songs, the Bright Eye songs, and there was a moment I was like, is this going to be an intervention about how I'm too depressed? Is this going to be, am I going to get bullied into happiness?
So you got the three-song mixtape that we sent you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we each put one song on the mixtape because we're like, he only needs one. We couldn't agree on the one. But we're like, he only needs one, and he'll be hooked.
We said, the first taste is free.
Mm-hmm. The first taste is three.
The first taste is three.
I get it, I think.
Sam, what do you think about him?
He's sad.
Mm, mm.
Mm. Yeah, Bright Eyes, real sad.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What color do you think his hair is? Oh, self-involved. Yeah, I could definitely hear that from the music.
He's from Oklahoma. So he's probably got brown hair, blonde hair.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
One of those. Yeah.
Sounds like a bug.
I'm aware of. The statistics that are already out there, that he's 4'10 and a bug.
Yeah, but I mean, you listen to it, right? What I couldn't narrow down what type of bug.
Yeah, Sam, this is a good segment we always do on the podcast. Every time we talk about Bright Eyes, is guess what kind of bug he would be?
Sam, you're the new contestant on What Type of Bug?
And we've there got... is a theme song that Scott plays here. Okay.
If you want,
is it gonna be in post, or am I waiting for the theme song?
Oh, it's always in post.
It's okay, all right.
What kind of bug? What kind of bug? What kind of bug?
What kind of bug would he be? I think he'd be a bee.
A bee.
You know what I mean? He would be a bee.
Yeah, he was a child prodigy bee.
And he would constantly just be like a bee. And he'd be like, if I sting somebody, I die. Ah, but I don't know. There's so much existential crisis. That's what I think he's like.
Mm-hmm. 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 And it's like he did sting my soul.
Uh-huh. And then die.
You know?
Speak more on that, Scott.
Well, it's like the song is like an earworm, but not like, I mean, it's like a bee. And the stinger is like the melody, but also just like the incisive wit. And it just kind of swam down my mouth like bees swim through the air. Mm-hmm. And it pierced me right in the heart, and I was like, this song fucks my heart up, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you know, those African killer bees, you jump in the water, they're still gonna get you, you know? They're right there.
I have a question. Mm-hmm. Are people going to Bright Eyes concerts and getting laid?
Well,
or are they just getting sad?
Yeah.
Speaking as a person who in high school did go to a Bright Eyes concert, I would say no. And of course, I know so much about this band. I remember all of the... I remember any song. Yeah, ask me anything, really, because I can tell you all about them, and not the only thing that I can currently remember is just going to the concert and my girlfriend making us push to the front right in front of the stage so we get a better view of him just looking at us with utter disdain and disgust, the man scowling at us who really hated us. The singing man, just feeling generally hated by the singing man.
What was he wearing?
Oh, good question. Sam, what was he wearing?
When Richard saw him?
Yeah.
Well, of course, he's wearing his patented Arctic camo cargo pants.
My mom had a pair of those.
Yeah. He's wearing a shirt, a graphic tee that said realize.
Mm-hmm.
The three, you know, the ways that you guys get it. You're intellectuals.
Mm-hmm. And that shirt doesn't have a pocket because he doesn't need to keep the lyrics in his shirt pocket. He's got them all up here in his head.
Yeah, and in the cargo pants. There's so many pockets in those.
There's so many pockets in those pants.
They're truly the most utilitarian of pants.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, to put a pocket on the shirt, too, it'd be gilding a lily, honestly.
Mm-hmm.
Hat on a hat.
And pocket on a pocket.
Yeah.
Speaking of hats and hats on hats,
I'm just
he does wear
pocket.
Two hats.
Two hats, yeah.
Yeah, he's a two-hat guy.
Baseball caps, one facing each.
So we have
side
goggles,
direction.
We have baseball cap, and then we have another baseball cap.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of, Sam, you're not wearing a hat.
No hat. Just rocking a grown-up buzz cut.
Are you okay?
Is everything okay?
Yeah. Do you need us
to
pick
great.
You up?
I think he's a ride.
We're giving you a ride to your car so then you can give us a ride to the Bright Eyes.
Yeah, yeah. No, I've been rocking the buzz cut. That's the quarantine move.
The core buzz. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, same.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, same.
Yeah. So are we going to talk about these songs?
Yeah.
I'd love to.
We got three songs on this mixtape. Now, depending on what order you burned this CD, Sam, I don't know what order.
That the listeners know, I did burn this onto a CD and play it in my car because I was driving around.
Yeah. And it's the only way to listen to Bright Eyes.
It's true.
So what songs of these three starts your mixtape, Sam? Is it No Lies, Just Love? Is it Burn Rubber? Or is it I Must Belong Somewhere?
So I respected the order that I was sent them in, and that was it. So I started with No Lies, Just Love.
It was in the March of the winter, I turned 17, that I bought those pills I thought I would need. And I wrote a letter to my family, said it's not your fault.
And what did you think about it? Did it just delve into you like a bee?
Did it swim down into your heart and pierce your soul like a bee?
Now, Shelby, say something like a bee.
Did it get lodged in your throat so that a guy had to cut it out and put an air tube in your neck, like in the movie Anaconda? Like a bee?
Like a bee.
Did it fall in love with a lady and it's Jerry Seinfeld? Like a bee?
That is Jerry Seinfeld's best work, but all of the things you guys have said is true about my Bright Eyes experience.
Good.
So, should we all talk about... Scott, what's going on?
We're all going to talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, I think that it's like a song about rebirth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like a bee that dies and then comes back as a bee.
There was one moment in this song where he's singing, you know, he kind of does the same pace for 7 minutes. And there's a moment where he's like, and grandma was over there drinking by herself. He didn't need to say that.
Sort of judgmental of grandma. Huh?
It's just like, why, this is your song. Why are you going to call your grandma alcoholic? It didn't feel rude, at least.
Well, I think
I think it's to show the pattern of self-harm in their family.
I get it, you know, showing the generational pain.
Yeah, like in Russia.
Hey, look.
Just like bees in Russia.
Uh-huh. Hey, look, if I'm grandma, I'm suing. That's a violation. That's a violation of privacy.
Grandma's
ISIS. Grandma's just trying to mind her own business, have a beer, and then she's got grandson talking about her business. I don't know.
Grandma's had a long day. Grandma deserves a beer. I've actually got a t-shirt that says that.
See, I related a lot to the grandma because I'm drinking a beer.
I don't think you're having a problem. I think you're having a beer. That's what grandma, maybe she wasn't an alcoholic. Maybe she worked hard. I don't know. There's a lot of functional alcoholism. That's all I'm saying.
Grandma works hard and she just wants to come home, crack open a beer, sit in the corner, stare at the corner, not answer when anyone talks to her, and just drink that beer, chug it. Then she gets another beer. Then she pulls over a keg and she does a keg stand because grandma's had a hard day at work selling bees.
The funny thing is there used to be a TV in that corner where she stares, but they moved it years ago and she's still just...
But grandma memorized all the shows on the TV.
She memorized all the shows on the TV. Sometimes you can see her mumbling the lines to Seinfeld under her breath.
Better be grandma drinking than copycat Justin that's like, if you're gonna jump, I'm gonna jump too?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They love that.
They love that.
You know, I just, if you're a good friend, you're making someone else's suicide about your suicide, and that's just rude.
Yeah. You know he's not his friend, though. He's his brother. Justin's his brother.
So this is another confusing thing. At the end of the song, there's a newborn baby.
A baby yet to be born. Yeah.
And so he's like trying to change his life for the unborn baby.
Yeah, his brother's baby.
And it's this sort of deep analysis that really made me wish that I had also listened to the song. But I will say that in Turner and Hooch, there is a line where he says, he's a dog, he eats bugs. And I like to imagine that the screenwriter started to Google, do dogs eat bugs, and then was like, nah, fuck it. It's just going in.
A dog has eaten a bug, for sure.
A dog has eaten a bug. I think
okay,
many
dogs.
Okay,
and I'm not arguing that the entire history of dogs, a dog has not eaten a bug. No, that is true. That's accurate.
But do dogs eat bugs, I think, is a fair question.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Are you they know, known like, for eating bugs?
Right. It's like, does LA have good pizza? Yeah, but like, not really. You gotta
but
find
it. But does
it?
Yeah.
It doesn't. Is it accessible? No.
It has the kind like of pizza bugs. That you would be like, but that's the exception that proves the rule.
Right, yes.
And we all
the only
say
people
that.
I ever talked to in LA who's like, no, there's good pizza here. Those people plan on dying here.
Yeah.
Like those people refuse to accept a reality where the pizza's
themselves.
Not good. Yeah, right. They're lying.
It's got bread. It's got sauce.
Uh-huh.
It's got cheese.
That's the
what more
purpose.
Do
so
you need?
Maybe
that's how I feel about the song.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking maybe we can rewrite this song as instead of being about you know, he's gonna kill himself but then decides to stay alive so he can meet his brother's kid. Instead, it's somehow about LA pizza.
Hmm. Okay.
Where people have convinced themselves that LA has good pizza up until the point where their brother has a pizza. And then they're like, you know what? I'm not going to die in LA. There's other pizza out there.
No more lies.
No more
just
lies.
Just love.
Just love. Because they're
no
lying to themselves
pizza.
About the pizza.
Maybe his brother is a pizza.
Okay. What's wrong
okay,
with that?
I'm listening.
Maybe grandma is a pizza in the corner?
I have
that's
chills.
Pizza in the corner.
Yeah, very scary song.
It is scary. Hey, Sam.
Mm-hmm.
What's that?
Sam.
Any other thoughts about this song?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm just, it's just so hard to get a good slice of pizza.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And,
do you
really
relate? Do you relate more to the song now that you know it's about pizza? Do you like
suicide element makes way more sense.
Yeah. All right.
You know, without enough pizza.
Sam, if the song No Lies, Just Love was a sport, how would you play it?
Yeah, I'd sit on the bench for sure. There's no doubt.
I'm sorry, is there a garbage truck near you right now?
Yeah, I think we're closing up shop here at the Starbucks.
I'm sorry, sir, do you want anything else? This is this is a Starbucks where we actually serve you at the table.
It's a good setup. I mean, this wood's really nice.
Mm-hmm.
You guys can tell.
Are they going to kick you out of
they got
Starbucks?
Some CDX ply there?
I don't think so. I think we got a 10 p.m. close on for this Starbucks, and I'll die on that hill.
Nice, dude. So next up, we got Burn Rubber. I got to fly through this. He might get kicked out of this Starbucks. We got Burn Rubber. Let's listen to a bit of it now. And we did this with the last one, too. Let's listen to a bit of it now. It's my first time doing a podcast.
Do you
That's
want...
wild.
Well, if you turn the porch light on and let the marble night withdraw... smoke a cigarette on the wooden steps. The mosquitoes are not vampires. The moon is not your mother. Even if she is preparing for a total eclipse, get behind the wheel, stay in front of the storm.
Yeah, Burn Rubber. That's a good one.
Yeah. So...
less uplifting, I think.
I don't know. I think it's about... suicide again.
Okay, so the same amount of uplifting.
We were 3 for 3 on these songs and me thinking this dude's gonna kill himself.
Yeah.
No, but it's about like stay in front of the storm.
That's right.
I need to bring this stuff in now.
Hang on 1 second.
Yeah, sure.
I need to bring this stuff inside already.
It's do you guys close at 10 o'clock, right?
9:10 the drive-thru.
All right. Can I stay out here until 9?
Yeah.
All
right. I mean, I'm going to bring in that tearing table, though, because I'm shutting down, like, the inside.
Can I have a chair?
chair. I don't care. I'll keep the chair. I'll let you keep the chair at the table. I'll come out later.
Do you want to pause and come back? Some
Starbucks,
like, do you want to go somewhere else? Because like we can pause. The Zoom will work just fine.
For the listener, Starbucks is giving Sam a complimentary chair. He gets to take it home, and it's his now. They said he can keep it. Possession is 9/10 of the law.
I get to keep the chair on the table, and they're going to come back later.
Okay.
And just to clarify, 10:00 p.m. That's the closing time for their drive-through. Nine o'clock for the walk up service. We'll see. We're gonna push them. It's all about location. It's very punk rock of me to get kicked out of a Starbucks.
Yes,
well, and that's what we're all about here on Bright Julys.
Oh, you should just flip that table over.
I mean, flip it.
Okay, so Burn Rubber. I don't know this song. I haven't listened to it. I've probably heard it, but I didn't listen to it.
Burn Rubber. I listened to Burn Rubber.
What did you think?
I know it's about keep pushing.
Yeah.
A little more bouncy, a little more upbeat, a little angular.
Yeah. I can't believe this dude's alive. Is he still alive?
Yeah. Yes. Still making music.
Yeah, he's going on tour.
Yeah, we need a ride.
He might drive us.
That's right. His monk-like pursuit of staying alive when he clearly wants to be dead. I mean, it's admirable. I think that he should probably get on, you know, like Prozac, but I think he's doing his best.
Brozac. He needs some bros.
Well, you know what's fun and interesting to be analyzing this song from the perspective, and trying to really delve into Brightman Isis's songwriting is that this song is a cover and that he did not write it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's interesting. I didn't know that.
So, Scott, speak more on your song choice a little bit for us.
Whose song choice?
I think we all know who chose what songs. Sam, if you want to give it a quick guess.
Richard chose the song that we haven't discussed yet.
Yeah.
So I was going to do like a game where it was like,
I was going to do,
guess
that
which
was
going to
be half the podcast.
And it's a good segment. We'll still do it.
Yeah, we still do it.
So I think...
And it was going to be called what? It was going to be called Two Truths and a Bright July?
No.
No.
It was going to be called... I didn't actually write it down.
Here's what I'm
thinking. Scrap that.
So who wrote this song?
Okay, so I... Oh, go ahead.
Someone by the name of Simon Joyner. I just Googled it because I was desperate to find anything to say.
So I think that Brightman Isis was actually recording in a certain recording booth that he thought was open until 10, actually closed at 9. Like the section.
Yeah,
the
drive-through.
Right, the drive-through was open until
10. Stayed open until 10.
Exactly. So he was really rushing to get out. He had to stay ahead of the closing time of the studio.
To be clear,
I need one more song. So he covered Burn Rubber.
When 9 p.m. comes around, and my table, my chair get taken away, I can still be here.
Yeah, of course.
So the podcast does not have a limit.
So Brightman Isis, he couldn't do that because, you know, he's only 4'10", and without the chair in the studio, he can't reach the microphone. Because
short people just fall over. They just don't have the leg strength.
They don't have the presence to convince a Starbucks employee to let them use the chair and the table until the place closes. I'm bargaining for time that I'm already allotted.
Yeah, and you really do have to be stern and show your assert your dominance with these Starbucks employees. You got to really just mad dog them, you know? You got to give some of that BDE. You got to come out there and you got to be the alpha dog.
Just this guy's going to come back and be like, hey, like, they fired me.
And then you'd be like, oh, sick, man. You want to listen to Bright Eyes on this podcast?
Oh, boy. You just got laid off? Do I have the music for you?
Hey, Sam, I challenge you to sit there until they come back. And then when they come back, ask them if they want to be on a podcast.
I'm sure he'd say yes. He's already got a headset.
Yeah. This is happening. Please.
Now, do they shut off their Wi-Fi when they close?
No. They're open till 10, and those employees back there are still, you know, Googling. They're going on TikTok.
Yeah. Yeah. Watching YouTube videos. They're prank shows.
Going on LinkedIn, looking for other jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Right now they're going on YouTube. They're going, how do I tell this guy outside that he has to leave?
They're on WikiHow trying to find out how to ask this man to leave their premises.
They can ask all they want.
Quora, okay, man is doing podcast
at my place of work.
Can I say, though, I have worked in restaurants before. I've worked in upscale restaurants where people sat down at a table and recorded a podcast together with microphones and stuff. And I was like, these assholes.
Did you work at Denny's and was it me and Corey?
Yes. The upscale restaurant that I worked at was Denny's.
Scott doesn't Denny's have any restaurants location in his town, so he thinks of Denny's as upscale.
That's also true. I was always recommending good pairings with the Grand Slam.
Have you tried the orange juice and milk together?
We mix it together on the floor. Just
Have you tried suicide? I have. It didn't work.
It didn't take.
I tried suicide.
I couldn't even do that right.
Scott, do you have anything more to say about this song?
Yeah.
Like, why picked a cover for this?
Now that it's
eyes
revealed that I picked it, well, I didn't know it was a cover because it doesn't say it on the CD.
They should say it in the song.
To be
they
fair,
every cover they should say
it. Yeah, they should start the song like Jason Derulo, this is a cover. And
disclaimer, I did not write this.
To be fair, too, I don't know if anybody's ever heard the Simon Joyner version of this song. I barely even know who that guy is. I mean, I don't know who that guy is.
This song spoke to me in ways that I can't tell you. I listen to these lyrics, okay? It's like, but if you turn the porch light on and let the marble night withdraw, you could smoke a cigarette on the wooden steps. And I tried it, and I could.
Okay.
You're smoking cigs?
You guys, to complicate this further, I am now on azlyrics.com, and it does have credits for writers. And now I'm wondering if those are the people who just jotted it down on this website, but I don't think so. It says writers: Jonathan Smith, Harry Palmer, Russell Simmons, Lawrence Smith, Robert Ford, Todd Shaw, and James Moore. Nowhere on there is listed either Isis Brightman or Simon Joyner.
They're saying that six adults wrote this song?
Six adult men with mortgages sat down and wrote half a verse each for this song.
I think it was Iris, because the mosquitoes are not vampires, okay? And that porch light was on, and they weren't vampires, okay? The mosquitoes, they bit me. They bit me. But they didn't say, I want to suck your blood, okay?
Like mosquitoes.
They were just mosquitoes. They just bit me, okay? So, like, everything this guy's saying, he's like a prophet. The moon is not your mother. And I checked. I even checked my birth certificate. Not my mother. And even if she is preparing for a total eclipse, I didn't understand that part. But get behind the wheel, stay in front of the storm. I didn't understand that part either. The clouds dream disorder. They make faces. Have you looked at a cloud? Have you looked at a cloud, Sam?
I haven't seen a cloud in weeks.
They
Richard
make
Shelby,
faces.
Have you seen a cloud recently?
No.
No, but I haven't looked at anything.
Wait, are we saying
I've kept my eyes closed.
Cloud or clown?
Cloud in the sky.
Oh, yeah.
No, I haven't seen one.
I've seen lots of clowns.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, yeah. Shelby, to be fair, you are hitting a vape. So you are some chunky, fat clouds.
The only clouds I'm seeing are the ones I'm puffing out of my little green vape.
Do those vape clouds have faces?
Oh, yeah. They look like little aliens.
They kind of look like my mother telling me I'm not good enough. Okay, Scott.
Anyway, mainly the line, the sugar bowl is full of ants. I was like, how the fuck did he know that?
It really
how
speaks
the
to
fuck
you.
Did he know that? Because yeah. I walked to the kitchen and my sugar bowl was full of ants.
Now, should we be surprised by that? Why do we still have these sugar bowls, you know? Mm-hmm. This is my premise. Someone
is it
else
like
want
a
to
trap
run with
for
it.
The ants? I think it's an ant trap. Everything went according to plan.
I pulled the
ants are planning a Italian job. Ocean's 11 style heist.
Yeah.
Italian job would have been fine.
The fucking ants driving Mini Coopers around? Just trying to get the sugar out of the bowl?
I tried to.
You're only supposed to blow the bloody doors off.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. Scott, what album is this from, this song?
It's a outtake from Digital Ash and a Digital Urn. It was on the Take It Easy Love Nothing single.
So did we all picked like old songs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's safe to say. I picked the one that played on the radio, so I knew it.
Okay. Okay. Yeah, I got all my Bright Eyes downloaded from LimeWire.
That's right.
Yeah.
That makes sense, LimeWire. That seems like when this band was good.
For sure.
Sam, you ever do a LimeWire?
A few, you know.
Yeah.
Chop up a few lines.
We wouldn't want you to incriminate yourself with too many details, but was Statute it Linkin Park's Numb?
No. No, like we discussed at the beginning of the podcast, my childhood was pretty smooth sailing.
You're right.
I listened to fun rap and
to what kind of so what's hit us with some examples?
Lean Back by Fat Joe.
Hell
oh, that's
yeah,
a good
like
one.
Stuff like that.
Miss
yeah,
New
like
Booty
snap music, Miss all of that. Give me 2006 TI.
Yeah.
I was just having a good time. I didn't understand all of the pain that was behind some of the music too. Mm-hmm. It was exclusively stomping around in Air Force Ones. I was just living it up back then.
And there really is a lot of pain behind songs like "Take Me to the Candy Shop," for example.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because if you go to the candy shop and you only have 50 cents, what can you buy?
Mm-hmm.
Probably a gumball.
Who can take a sunshine, sprinkle it with dew? Now, Sam, hit us with your top. Who's your top five? Back in the day, who are you listening to? Who are your guys?
Ooh. That's tough. Give me like a year of my life. I don't want to lie to you guys and just say all good rappers, because that wouldn't be true.
How about the suicide time? So like, I'm thinking like 2005? Now.
Yeah, give me the Sam's song pick of the year for 2005 through 2009 or so.
Yeah.
Okay. 2005. Get Rich or Die Trying, the 50 Cent album. That was 2003.
Mm-hmm.
I was 2005. Maybe Air Force Ones by Nelly.
Yeah.
I'm close. I might be a little bit off on the date. 2005 feels about right.
Mm-hmm.
2006.
How old a boy were you at that time?
I was in fifth grade, 2005. So,
oh,
whatever.
Nice.
Whatever.
I like that. So you always remember.
I like that for you.
You always remember what grade you were in because
That's
it
right.
was the year that
you don't know what grade you were in.
I'll always know how old I am because I was born on like a zero year.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like I turned one in 1991. I was like, oh, I'll never forget.
And Shelby is
that
gonna...
was your birthday cake when you were one. It just said never forget.
Yeah. And now people say it all the time. My parents really started something.
Yeah, her it parents really, were the first ones.
It
her
really parents... blew up the year I was.
Yeah, it really 11. Blew up. That is safe to say.
Yeah.
Now, Shelby, mm-hmm. your parents did 9/11.
What?
What? A lot of crimes talking about. Okay. Okay.
I think I hear Bright Eyes in Sam's background, by the way. Do you hear that?
Oh, the
listen
bugs?
Closely.
Yeah, you can hear it. I'm hanging out with him. He's a cricket.
He's a cricket.
Yeah, he's a cricket.
Shit.
Okay, okay. But Sam,
wait,
okay.
Is there a suicide? Go on.
No. I want to hear your question way more than I want to hear whatever bullshit I was going to say.
I was going to say, is there a suicidal bug?
Oh, yeah, sure. Probably.
Yeah,
praying mantis guy is going to die after they fuck.
I need to get murdered, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so they have to be suicidal to go.
These guys, they must have heard it happen to other guys. Yeah. And they're like, surely no, it wouldn't happen to me.
I don't know, Shelby. I think I know a lot of people who aren't suicidal, but who want to get murdered. It's a totally different thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's a different phenomenon.
It might be nicer. Okay. It depends what kind of murder and for what reason, you know what I mean? I don't want to be murdered for the wrong reason.
They yeah, sure. Won't... You don't want to be murdered for the wrong reason. You don't want a bad narrative.
Mm-hmm.
They probably won't make a documentary of me if I commit suicide, but... Mm-hmm.
They might. Have you seen the Golden State Bridge suicide documentary where all those people jump off the
But that's
the
about
big
a lot of people, you know? I want... Right.
That's true, yeah.
You get no attention.
You'd kill your... You would kill yourself in a unique way.
Golden,
you're an individual.
Golden State Bridge, we get no attention for the individual. Golden State Killer, okay, now they know your name.
Mm-hmm.
That's right, yeah.
Exactly.
Look, I get it. Some people don't want to quit. They want to lose.
And right.
I respect that.
Okay, interesting.
Is it fair to say that
some will win, some will lose, and some were born to sing the blues? Would you say that, Sam?
Yeah, it checks out with me. I mean, I've never heard it before, but it does sound right.
It's my favorite Bright Eyes song.
So, speaking of Bright Eyes, this last song that we're talking about.
Yeah.
Leave the bright blue door on the whitewashed wall. Leave the death ledger under City Hall. Leave the joyful air in that rubber ball today.
I think that the Golden Gate Bridge deaths...
I'm sorry, Scott. It's Golden State Bridge.
Golden State Bridge deaths are perfect for this because all those people were like, I must belong somewhere, and it's...
And they were wrong.
Below the Golden State Bridge.
Right. Okay, that's fair. Now,
Richard, why did you pick this song?
Okay, full disclosure, the only reason I picked this song was because I was looking at this song, I was reflecting fondly upon this song, and Shelby, are you throwing things out on your computer right now? Because I can hear it.
Yeah.
I got a little trash icon.
I got a little pop-up that said I was running out of space.
Oh, shit. Okay, that's good. Well, that's not good. Yes. Well, you can continue to do that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Now, the reason I chose this song, I was reflecting back fondly all of my memories with Bright Eyes of hearing this song on the radio a few times and going to that one concert and having the man hate me. I was thinking about it, and I was thinking about how the song's kind of dumb, and that's kind of, it's just a listy song, and anybody can do it, and so I did rewrite the entire song, and I think it's not discernibly different from the original song,
mm-hmm.
And it's also not necessarily funny. I think that I was successful in mainly in replicating how interminably long it is. And that's about it. But I guess I could try to play it at this point in time because I don't really have much to say about it.
Yeah, I'm pumped.
And this does feel weird and masturbatory that I'm forcing Sam to come on this podcast and listen to this song. All right, but here, let me hit you. I don't even know, maybe I won't even do the whole thing. But, you know, to get the full effect, it's very long. You know how he writes those songs and they're very long?
Mm. Well, but this is like a pretaste to hearing this kind of thing live, which...
Oh, yeah, because Sam, maybe he can come in with us once he gives us a ride.
Yeah, we have the ticket.
Yeah, you have the extra ticket.
Yeah, but
Where's
I thought maybe
concert?
We could just, like, sell it, scalp it.
It's everywhere.
Leave the big bone boy on the boulevard. Leave the mountaineer with his Saint Bernard. Let the commuter with his Metro card remain. Leave the Romeo with his Juliet. Leave the Montagues with their Capulets. I mean, when you're on it, it rhymes, so whatever. Leave the sticky boys a moist towelette today. It's just it's leave three syllables and then it's three more syllables. Leave the matador with his flowing cape. Leave the Steve McQueen with his great escape. Let the French baker with his chocolate crepes remain. Leave the bureaucrat in their parliament. Leave the grasshopper with its creme de menthe. Leave the police dog with the culprit scent today. Cause everything it must belong somewhere. The children in their ball pit and the old man in his chair. Everything must belong somewhere. I know that now, that's why I'm staying here. I gotta see the lyrics. I'm not gonna memorize the shit. Leave the young pilot with his aeroplane. Leave the tech support with their web domain. Let the sister act sing their joyful refrain today. Leave the parapet in the castle yard. Leave the gardener with his fresh Swiss chard. Let the hard jump cuts with Jean-Luc Godard remain. He was a French filmmaker. Leave the dowager with her fancy clothes. Leave the canceled program with Charlie Rose. Leave talk radio with Eric Bogosian. Hey, he's a playwright. I really got into a little. I just want to do filmmakers and playwrights. Because everything must belong somewhere. Boat out in its moorings, a pirate ghost inside his lair. Said everything, it must belong somewhere. I know that now, that's why I am staying here. Leave the transponder with it. Communique. I'm gonna go faster because it's so long. Leave the overpriced makeup with Mary Kay. Let the alimony with the divorcee remain. leave the scientist with her thin pipette, leave the puppeteer with his marionette, leave the half-eaten cake with Marie Antoinette today. Leave the Star Wars people on Alderaan. Leave the drug test cups with a paroled ex-con. Let the orange peel with the old mafia don remain. Leave the antelope on its windswept plains. Leave the seed buckle child if he complains. Just leave him. Leave little Wayne with his best friend 2 Chainz today. They're buddies. They're going to have a special day, a friend day between 2 Chainz and Little Wayne. Because everything, it must belong somewhere. Lunchable in brown bag and a barrette in some hair. I said everything, it must belong somewhere. I know that now, that's why I'm staying here. I'll leave the Voyager in their submarine. Leave the waiting room with his magazines. Light the tiger blood with Charlie Sheen, man. Leave the big bad wolf with his house of bricks. Leave the grim boat man on the river Styx. Let Bill Engvall perform for Country Hicks today. Leave the pee-pee boy with his heavy dipe. Leave the long-distance couple locked into Skype. Leave the porn actors at work laying pipe today. Let the barrel float over Niagara Falls. Leave the soloist in his concert hall. Leave my Adderall. What was I saying? I was saying something and then I was going to say something else. I left my Adderall somewhere. Has anybody seen my Adderall? Why do I keep leaving things places? Why am I leaving everything? I swear my Adderall must be somewhere. I was gonna take it earlier before I went downstairs. Oh, have you seen my Adderall somewhere? I don't know where it is. That is why I'm here at the doctor's office asking for more. Thank you.
That was
now,
awesome.
Sam, uh-huh. Now, Sam, where in the screenplay that we have been writing does that song belong?
Because
it's got to belong somewhere.
Yeah, well, it's a trick question because I think you open with it and you close with it.
Mm-hmm.
No, but what specifically, like, what's going on in the scene?
Well, first of all, this song is anti-progress. This song is very Republican. Keep mm-hmm. everything the same. I don't want yeah. them to change. There's a thing over here. Keep it there.
Right.
So I'm writing a screenplay about anti-progress. Go on.
That's right. Yeah. Anti-progress, anti-change.
What else, Sam?
Yeah. He's saying something must belong somewhere. Like they must. You must. It's an order. Not being.
Everybody.
Not like a,
everybody
not like
has
a question.
To be found. I yeah. think everybody has to be found, and it's got to be a Christian. Everyone's got to convert.
Everyone yeah. has
so
to convert.
So it's like a Christian search. Cop movie.
It's a buddy cop Christian search okay. saga.
And that's what Brightman Isis is known for.
So we that's have right. a minister and mm-hmm. and a bad boy minister. The loose cannon minister. You know?
So you got two ministers, you got one who's loose, and you got one who's tight.
By the book, yeah.
We got a tight yeah. minister, we got a loose minister.
That's right.
Tight minister. Okay, keep writing. This is good. I'm writing this down.
And the tight minister is like, hey, everybody's got to convert. And then the loose minister is like, for sure. totally.
Yeah.
And then they get in their, they drive a hearse. They take a hearse.
They drive a hearse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, most ministers do.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
And then
it's
most
called the Patty Hearst syndrome.
Sometimes they got ministers who are married couples, and then they have Hearst and his.
Mm-hmm.
Hearst and his.
Well, see, what they got to do is because they got to drive all night, and so they just rotate. They do it in shifts where it's like one guy drives and one guy sleeps in the coffin in the back.
Do they got to burn rubber?
I like that.
Yeah. They
they're burning, you know.
Stay behind the wheel, stay in front of the storm.
Yeah. And
drive all night.
They're brothers. All the songs fit for this.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
They're brothers. No lies. Just love. Mm-hmm. Did you fill this hearse with diesel or unleaded?
Here's the thing though, the loose cop, he lies all the time about petty stuff. He lies about his calorie intake.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
What's weird is he makes it higher. Like, it's already fine, you know, but he just makes it a bit higher.
Yeah, you know what he's doing? He's gaslighting the other guy.
The tight
priest.
He's
the
saying...
loose priest. He gaslights him. He says, "I ate enough today," and he didn't.
He didn't.
Mm-hmm. He's got a problem. He's got anorexia.
Well, that's sad.
He's got a eating disorder.
That's sad. Don't play that for jokes, Scott, when you write that in the screenplay.
Yeah, no, that's a really serious moment. There'll be a close up on he's gonna cry a little bit.
And he's like, I know I'm anorexic, but like, do I get rid of it or does it belong? And they have this whole thing.
And that's where the song comes in. Yeah.
That's where the song comes in. Okay. And this is all already written. Thank you though.
Right.
Because I had all this down. I just wanted I couldn't visualize where, but you guys just pinpointed it for me. Mm-hmm. I got it.
And now
writing is rewriting. Everyone says that.
Yeah.
The segue for the screenplay was so natural, and not to deter that in any way, but the version that I sang for you doesn't really sound any different than the original, right?
It's so close. You could have plagiarized like half the lyrics and I would not be able to tell.
Yeah. No, those were all original.
In the original, the yeah, there's actually more verses about the peepee boy with his heavy diet. But Richard cut it down.
Yeah, yeah. We're trying to be dignified
on this podcast.
I also
By the way,
cut
speaking
out
of,
the bridge.
Speaking of dignity, you guys see that I'm still at this table in this chair?
Yeah. You're holding strong.
9:10 p.m.
And you should never move.
I mean, I feel good. Strong.
Yeah.
You are like the strong. Rosa Parks of that Starbucks table.
Babe, I don't think
Except
you can
for I'm,
that.
I'm just bothering hardworking employees.
Oh no. Oh no. Rosa Parks was really bothering that bus driver when she inspired an entire civil rights movement. Think about the bus driver. He's gotta go home.
I'm acting, unfortunately, much more like a Karen than a Rosa at this moment.
Yes, exactly. Mm. Sam, so what I heard you say is that Karens are like as good as Rosa Parks.
You know, I like we were talking about earlier with great rap, the yin yang twins. There's yin and yang.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Karen.
Yeah,
and
both.
There's Rosa. Yeah. Does Rosa exist without Karen? Hard to say.
You hate it when you open a box of Crayola and you just got a whole bunch of Karens in there. You know, they're all the same. Crayola Karens.
Yeah, no,
know?
I know what you...
Can we bleep out Karen, by the way?
That's a great idea, Sam, and we 100% can.
I don't know if I have the technology.
Scott will take care of that. He's going to figure out a way to do it.
Now, Sam, I'm going to give you just a list of two pairs here, and you're going to tell me which of these songs be right and which of these songs are... just lies.
Okay.
Okay.
Could you, Scott, all
right.
Could you change that again and have one of them be wrong? Please.
Which of these songs be right and which of these songs be wrong? But
thank you.
But are just lies. I got like eyes in there, kind of, and be right is like bright. But
no, I like mine.
Just to excite. No, I don't know if you got the joke.
No, I like mine.
Okay. One straw, please. There's a deer in my backyard. Now, which of those is really a Bright Eyes song?
The one, all right, one.
One straw, please. Or there's a deer in my backyard.
Yeah, probably the deer one. I don't, he doesn't really say please, I don't think.
Ooh, the real one is one straw, please.
Oh. Maybe he's quoting someone else or something.
He was having a moment of humility.
Yeah.
Please was in parentheses. I kind of acted it out, but I don't know if I did it justice.
No, I think that's probably how he sang it, was with that exact inflection.
My name is Iris, and I was a child prodigy, and driving fast through a big city at night.
This guy, the first one, Iris being a child prodigy for sure. This guy doesn't drive fast. He kind of just broods around.
Yeah.
And child prodigy, he does seem to be concerned about squandered talents.
It is driving fast through a big city at night.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
I feel like I'm being set up for failure.
I think you are. Because obviously, Sam, you're, you know, foremost Bright Eyes scholar, and
right, yeah, you know, it is, it really is like scientist versus scientist. You're not telling me the truth, you're telling me what you believe, and I
right.
think you're wrong.
Yeah
I think the earth is flat.
Yeah, I mean, that's a thought.
It is.
Mm-hmm. It's yours.
The oeuvre,
that's a
of
point.
The Louvre. Or
the oeuvre of the Louvre.
The calendar hung itself. The oeuvre of the Louvre.
I have issues. Whoever wrote that second line, I have issues with that.
I see, or the here's calendar an issue. Hung this itself. Is, Scott, you're a funny, good comedian and a very bad liar. You can't say one of your jokes and then laugh at it. That's me.
Did I laugh at the calendar hung itself?
You're pretty into that one, so I think you wrote it.
The fake one was the oeuvre or the oeuvre.
Okay, so I have an issue with Connor, and by that I mean Brightman Isis, because I think if the calendar is able to do that, then it hanged itself. You know what I mean? It doesn't.
Well, because
I've said this before. If there were sentient curtains, for example, and they wanted to die, the curtain hanged itself.
Sure, but perhaps the calendar wasn't trying to die. How do you? Maybe the calendar has its own, you know, lingo, its own colloquialism for like, okay, if the calendar hanged itself, it's trying to kill itself. If the calendar hung itself, it's just going up on the wall to tell you what day it is.
I don't know that that's how grammar works, but
we're talking in calendar language.
That's true. They have a different language, and maybe the calendar is just a really big dick.
Yeah, the calendar's hung itself.
These days are so important. I'm going to show them to you. And you're going to get rock hard.
I thought that was lyrics to the next one.
Me too. That was the name.
Okay. I'll do one more. Okay?
What am I, 0 for 3?
You're 0 for 3, but you can make it up on this last one.
This last one's worth 3 right. points.
Yeah, okay. Good.
We are nowhere and it's now. Or your car, my car, the world, and an empty bed.
Your car, my car, the world, and an empty bed?
Yeah.
Is that a foursome? You got two cars?
No. Yeah. No. Well, yeah, it's a foursome, but that's one title. That's one, let's be clear, that's one title.
Hey,
right.
Which kind of foursome is it? Is it the good kind? Are the cars girls?
Are the cars girls? Scott?
They're all bugs.
Yeah. So we got two VW bugs.
Is it a girl bug?
We have Connor, also a bug, and a girl.
Well, he's not there.
Oh.
Right?
No.
It's just
your
car, my car.
The world, and an empty bed.
So Brightman Isis
So the
it's
bed,
not there at all.
The world and two cars are fucking.
I bet if he showed up and got in on this orgy, he'd be a little bit better about life. He'd have more of a zest for living.
And you're all right. Of the rest of the people would feel worse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Having sex with Connor Oberst is not a good time.
I'm
right?
Sorry, who?
Brightman Isis.
Wait, can we do the other one? I was infatuated was the with one? The...
We Are Nowhere and It's Now.
I like that one.
Or Your Car, My Car, The World in an Empty Bed. What's the real one and what's the fake one?
And give us a little insight into your thinking before you tell us, too.
Yeah.
Because have you learned anything from the previous ones that would help you with this one?
Yeah, so he says, We Are Nowhere.
And It's Now.
But he's also a big believer in everything is something.
Mm-hmm. Everything must belong somewhere.
This has been established. Yeah.
So it's like, you're somewhere, buddy. You can't be nowhere because everything belongs somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Pick a
so
lane.
That one's probably fake. Mm-hmm. But it's not because I don't fucking trust this guy. And the other one, you, me,
you
and
only have
three cars
have moments
and a bed
before
and,
they come
and the
for you.
Full moon
that siren is them coming for you right now to evacuate you from this premises.
Your car, premises. My car, the world, and an empty bed. There's only two cars. There's the world, which has a lot more cars, but we're not specifically talking about them. And we're talking about an empty bed, which could be a race car bed, which could be a car.
So if those are things are fucking, did the cars have to get bigger to the size of the world, or did the world have to shrink down to be the size of the cars? Or I guess neither, but it seems to me that those are the only options.
I think that maybe they're meeting on a spiritual plane where the size is not relevant.
Yeah, you need like
doula? I have a final answer.
Okay.
Because one of the things makes no sense to me, and it's the car one, and I think that's the real one.
The car one you think is the real one?
That's right.
Is that your final answer?
The car one is the fake one.
Oh, for four over here.
It's lost four times.
It's
okay.
I thought our boy learned, too, because I was thinking that, too. Sam, I was definitely, that logic made sense.
I'm starting to think that you don't know anything about Bright Eyes.
Sam, I'm starting to think you don't
know anybody. Isn't that kind of the point of Bright Eyes?
I'm starting to think you're a fucking idiot.
You're supposed to get to know who he is.
Yeah. It's like you get Bright Eyes, but you maybe don't get Bright Eyes.
You know, like if you take the SAT and you get all the questions wrong, that kind of means that you kind of know all the answers.
Right, you have to know all the answers.
That is kind of like we're going 0-for-4 on this one.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know, guys. Do we give him the ticket? I mean, we do need the ride, but...
Well, so you were putting Sam to the test throughout this whole episode. You had lots of fun segments that everyone has enjoyed, and Sam has done lots of guesses about lots of things. Where is he at right now, points-wise? Show me the board, Scott.
We don't got to... I mean, 0-for-4, that's very loud and clear.
Does that mean, but the, well, there were things before that too, right? That you asked him in the other segments. How do you score on those ones? Scored?
He scored very high on the mixtape. He got the order right. He listened to the songs. That's really all that I was looking for there. So he,
I'm getting a participation trophy.
He got bumped up there. He didn't really know much about Bright Eyes. He hadn't heard them before, so that kind of brought him down. But I can't really fault him for that because he can turn around. So I don't know. I think it's kind of like golf, maybe, where like
low score wins.
Where like maybe a low score
wins. I get drunk and get angry at a friend.
Oh, the low score wins in golf.
Because, like, the ball went high to begin with because he had the participation points. And it went far. It got close to the hole. Mm-hmm. But then the points went back down. And it's like, is he good at the putting game?
And he just putted. He putted one way. Just missed it. Had to put back the other way. Just missed it. It rolls off the edge of the hole.
I really thought I was doing so good at golf. But it's the low score. I was like, okay, I want to go play in the sandbox. And that's, they obviously would put that there to play with. Mm-hmm. I brought all my sand toys. Mm-hmm. I made a sandcastle. I think I won at golf.
I think sand traps were originally designed because it was really windy in Scotland, and there'd be sheep everywhere. And when the wind got crazy, all the sheep would go into a bunker, and they'd avoid the wind.
That's cute.
I thought you were saying it would blow the sheep around.
Yeah, I think I learned something.
Oh, damn, guys. It turns out Isis Brightman did belong somewhere. He belonged in jail. Tours canceled.
Oh, what'd he go in for?
His eyes were too bright.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah.
The cops were like, you got to turn those down. You see another bug.
They're blinding other people.
You turn your brights off. But he left his brights on.
He caused a 4-car pileup.
Wait, at least he left
his 4'10".
At least he left his brights on.
He should have put that in the song. It's like he gets behind the wheel and he's trained to outrun the storm. He doesn't tell you he leaves his brights on the entire time like an asshole.
Yeah, his son is pretty bright. He didn't do all the questions wrong on the SAT. Sam.
Leave the high beams on so your lights are bright.
There you go. That's all you need to do for that whole song.
Is that a song?
I only care about me and my wife.
That's
my
really
wife.
Good.
My wife?
Sam, yeah. what are you
that
scoring?
That famous Yakov Smirnov joke.
Exactly. Sam, what are you scoring in the Kings game golf?
I the Kings...
What are you scoring in the Queen's Gambit golf?
7.
That's good. That sounds good to me.
On how many holes?
Oh, you know.
Whoa, I'm about to get X-rated. Ha-ha.
Scott, you better put the explicit warning on, put the explicit tag on this episode.
Yeah. I don't know what's happening.
Hell yeah. That's good. He gets a 7. That's pretty good, dude.
Yeah. What about you guys?
Oh, yeah, same.
Oh, same. Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Too.
Oh,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. Also
totally
seven.
A 7. And right. Sometimes, yeah. I mean, sometimes it's not even just a mini 7. Sometimes it's like a macro 7, too. You know, like I don't just play mini golf, I also play macro golf. You know?
Yeah. Sure.
I go out there and it's so big.
That's when you play golf, but you're trying.
You're a honey, I shrunk myself.
Yeah. You're a honey, you blew up the kid yourself.
I get into a mech suit.
Yeah.
And I go golfing.
Yeah.
Maybe you're also having macrobiotics. What is this pot? Is this bad?
Are we done? Have we left the building?
No, Scott, you take it away, man. You got this, man. I believe in you. Man, well, I still. Scott, I believe in you. Man, Scott! Scott, you take it now, man. I believe in you, man.
Look, there have been a lot of victories today. But me sitting at this same chair and same table 27 minutes over when I already lobbied.
Yeah.
To sit at this, I mean, I might own this Starbucks.
I think you do. Next stop, space.
Yeah, you're going to own this whole damn town next. This is basically a filibuster. I'm really disappointed because I did want you to ask the Starbucks worker to be on the podcast.
He never came back. He respected the podcast.
Well, you got to thank Iris Brightman for keeping you safe out there. We heard him chirping away, okay? And I feel like vicariously through you, I have broken the 6-toe rule. Because I feel like we're so close, Sam. I feel like we got to know each other tonight.
Yeah.
So if you're 6 toes, within 6 toes of Iris Brightman, then...
Then Scott is within. Scott had a restraining order against Isis Brightman that he wasn't allowed to be within 6 toes of him, which is a legal distinction that happens sometimes in real courts. And he is saying that Isis Brightman is behind Sam because the bugs are Isis Brightman, and because Scott has felt close emotionally to Sam tonight,
okay.
That means that he's within 6 toes to the Isis Brightman.
I missed some of that. I get it now, Scott. It's fascinating to see the way that your mind works.
It's truly incredible.
Yeah.
It was how really, little we like actually learned about F each joke. Other in the
Scott, Scott's over here playing four-dimensional chess at Adam.
And we're over here dimension. Just trying to have
he's
a nice
scoring
meal.
A big seven.
Yeah, we're just seven. Scoring a big seven. Yeah, one of those okay. sevens that's like, ugh, a seven. Not one of those sevens that's like, whew,
yeah.
a seven.
Well, an LA yeah. seven, but like an Ohio 10.
Yeah.
Right. Right. Yeah, that's how my golf Queen's Gambit game is doing right. I'm like an Ohio, I'm a LA 7, mm-hmm. Ohio 10.
And if Iris Brightman is out there with Sam right now, then that means he broke out of jail?
Yes.
We should call somebody. Sam, Sam, I think you might be being set up. I think that Starbucks is a trap. It's a honey trap, a honey pot. They got you.
Look, like
Sam,
you said,
get out of there.
I could get murdered. I'd be anybody who has the guts to murder me, fucking bring it on.
Oh no, we see the Starbucks employees taking Sam away.
Oh no, Sam's
the Starbucks getting... employees are abducting Sam.
Sam's getting abducted. This has never happened before.
Oh my god.
Oh no.
We're gonna have to rescue Sam from Starbucks.
It's really, they're just like, hey, you can stay. It's good. You want another coffee? I'm like, kill me. Kill me.
Go in there and ask them if you can have a suicide. See what they say.
Sam, go in and ask them if they have anything they want to plug.
I feel like they owe me for putting the Starbucks cup in the video so much, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Scott, I think you should let Sam take the plugs.
So Sam,
don't give
him
the Starbucks.
Plug the cups.
Okay, here's what I want. Here's what I want. I don't know what you guys want. I want Sam to give us any plugs for himself if he has any, and then I want him to walk through the drive-thru and ask them if they have any plugs. Please. I'll give you anything.
No. And then Sam, you just have to be like, and by plugs, I mean for my coffee.
No, you don't have
warm.
To do any whatever bullshit Scott's saying. I just talk to them, see where it goes.
No,
see what happens.
To make
We're
it not
a
weird.
Tonight.
To make it Plugs. Not weird.
Oh, it's gonna be weird. I'll do that. Let me plug. I have nothing going on. COVID is still very real. You can follow me on Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't tweet, but you know.
This is a good Twitter. Could. What's the name? What's your handle?
What's the at?
Sam Lindsay 94.
You know, we've never plugged our Twitters on here. Mine is at Richard Rosenthal, because back when Twitter started, they didn't let me put my whole name on it.
I feel like maybe we
have. Is Shrek's dad still out?
Yeah, that's the one. But if you can look for Shrek's dad, or you can look for at Richard Rosenthal, it's the same. One and the same.
I'm R2 Shelby too.
I'm sports are fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I can see Scott considering cutting that out because he's not sure if he wants anyone to look at his Twitter even.
I don't care.
I haven't tweeted in a while, but
it's probably
if I get a follower, if I get one follower, I'll tweet.
Okay. Scott's mom, she's got some work to do.
I think we could get you Carter.
Yeah, maybe
we could get you Carter.
Carter?
Oh, I think Carter follows me.
Oh, fuck.
Carter, unfollow him and then follow him.
Carter,
again.
Carter.
Shout out Carter. I appreciate the support.
Carter,
create a second account, please.
Oh, yes. Can we get Carter to make a bunch of dummy accounts, a bunch of ghost accounts?
He might be busy. He has like a job.
Tell him to quit his
job.
Carter, yeah. Quit your job.
Everybody is too busy to do that.
So we're getting scared about COVID again, right? So Sam, you're not plugging any shows or any mics or anything.
Yeah,
right now.
I have no active show dates. You can come to my open mic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't want to plug it though, but if you know about it, you can come.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's fair.
Exclusive.
If you know about Sam's open mic, you can come.
Yes. Yeah.
But do follow him on Twitter at the thing he said.
Yeah.
And Scott?
That's right.
You can come.
Do you want to end?
No. Wait. Sam, please ask the Starbucks people. Please. I will give you at least $5. I'll give you anything.
He doesn't have $5.
No, well, not in cash, but I'll Venmo you $5.
You want me to walk through the?
No, because they're already done.
It's a drive-through. Their drive-through's open.
They're not allowed to go through the drive-through.
Well, then
I've already established how white I am at this Starbucks. I don't need to break the rules further.
Oh, Sam.
I get it. I don't like breaking rules.
You're breaking my balls, is what you're doing, Sam.
Look at this guy. He plays.
Sam, I'll go up to $10. Sam,
okay, I got
$10.
What is the end result here for you? What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know. That's what's so magical about it, Sam. I want to see. We're making a connection between two people.
Right. You're a live performance guy. You love that kind of stuff. You'd love to see what's
happening. I live for the stage. Mm-hmm. What?
You're a natural born performer.
Sam, what it's if true. You... Thank you. I always say that.
All right. We should really... wrap this up before my computer completely runs out of space.
What if you fell in love with this person, the Starbucks person, Sam? You would never even know now.
Yeah, but then if I fell in love, that sounds like so much work. I'd have to buy him a gift.
I got a script for you to say to the drive-thru worker, okay, Sam? And we can fade out over this.
Okay, yeah. Okay. We don't want to hear it.
Okay.
But say it.
Hey, Starbucks drive-thru worker, this is the first time that I heard Bright Eyes, a memoir. Okay, and this is what you say to them, Sam.
Yeah.
Dan Mantle threw a CD out of his car, and it hit me in the head. I was two. Dan Mantle was the coolest. The first word he ever said was shit. One time, me and Dan Mantle stole all of the forks from his house, and we traded them with all of the forks from my house, and my mom was pissed.
Your mom was right.
Dan Mantle sang Four Winds whenever he farted, and it was disgusting and beautiful at the same time. I mean, sometimes he shit his pants. It was just like, she can't sustain the pressure where it's placed. She caves. And then he farted. So fucking good. Legend.
Is that... Did you write a poem? Is this performance art? Is this...
Yeah, what genre of entertainment was that?
It's fading out. It's fading out.
It's okay. The Bye. Question of what genre of entertainment is that, combined with the fact that Scott did not have an answer, is very, very funny.
Okay, bye, listeners. Bye.
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 And now it's fading out.
And now are we just on a phone call?
I think so, yeah.
I stopped recording.
I just stopped recording.
It's bright July in the middle of the summer.
Oh, shit, guys, the tour's canceled.
Oh.
Wait, is it actually?
Flim Flam and COVID.
Calvin.
COVID.
Yeah, no.
Maybe because... I'll choose which one I want to use in post, right? And I'll totally edit this part out.
Oh, yeah. Like... When you said COVID, that'll go in the bloopers. It was so funny. Scott accidentally said COVID instead of COVID.
Here's the thing.
What was he thinking?
Calvin, I couldn't remember Hobbs. If I knew about COVID in universe.
I do respect about this podcast is that you guys do have 20 minutes of bloopers for every podcast episode. I think that's it's good for
we also do I commentary can... while we're recording.
TBD. We all get drunk and commentary on the podcast.
Yeah.
One might argue the episodes themselves are like a bloopers too.